Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. It's always sensitive talking about these things, but Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/TDS. That's hims.com/TDS for your personalized ED treatment options. Hard mints are a chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with your healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Welcome to The Daily Stoic, where each day we read a short passage designed to help you cultivate the strength, insight, wisdom necessary for living the good life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. If trouble knocks, let it find you home. Cato did not want a civil war. Julius Caesar probably thought that if he marched on Rome, Cato's opposition would evaporate. He was mistaken. James Garfield didn't want a civil war either. As the South ratcheted up their aggression in the 1850s, Southern fire eaters assumed that the North would compromise, as they had time and time again. They weren't counting on resistance like the kind they found in men like Garfield and Lincoln and Ulysses S. Grant. "Of course I deprecate war," Garfield famously said later in life, "but if it is brought to my door, the bringer will find me home." In this way, it perfectly captures the Stoic approach, not just to war, but to life. Marcus Aurelius had no interest in spending his reign fighting battles, but when they came, he was ready. James Stockdale had no interest in being a prisoner of war, but when fate knocked on his door, he answered. Seneca clearly would have preferred to die naturally of old age like every other person, but when Nero's goons came with their death sentence, he did not run away. He rose to the occasion and gave the performance of his life. Who wants to be cheated on? Who wants to get cheated by a business partner? Who wants their town to be poorly run? Who wants a fight to break out while they're eating dinner with their family? Nobody wants these things, but that doesn't stop this trouble from showing up. The question is not whether you like these things or whether you want them to happen. The question is, when they do happen, how will they find you? Cowering in the back room with the lights off, or dressed and ready to go, reluctant or ready, angry or amor fati? Your answer determines who you are. It may also determine the course of history. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you don't get the Daily Stoic email, go to dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.